Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavira Cummings, a graduate from the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 7, 1858, Carlton Haynes was born to parents Joseph Allen Haynes and Margaret Ann Howell. Carlton was born at Newcastle St. John. This birth gives us an entry point to discuss the contribution of one of the wealthiest Barbadian planter families of the 19th century. Carlton was the grandson of General Robert Haynes, who owned Newcastle Plantation and was a St. John vestryman who rose through the ranks of the Planter Society to become a Speaker of the Barbados House of Assembly. From the early 19th century, Robert Haynes expanded the family's land holdings beyond Newcastle to include Bath, Clifton Hall, and Wakefield plantations in St. John, a combined total of 1,500 acres. After the death of Robert Haynes, Carlton's father Joseph Allen Haynes added Glenburnie and Quintin's plantations to Newcastle. Another grandson of Robert Haynes, Joseph Allen Haynes, 1820 to 1894, was the Member of Parliament for St. John, who also acquired Bissett's Hill and Easy Hall plantations and built the St. Margaret's Church and a school at Newcastle. Besides Carlton, Joseph Allen Haynes had two other sons, Richard and Arthur Percy. Richard Haynes inherited Newcastle and also owned Buckden, Easy Hall, and Saltram Estates, which comprised 1,219 acres. Arthur Percy Haynes owned Bruceville, Fruitfill Hill, Hopewell, Mellows, Parks, Seniors, Springvale, and Mallards and Vale, a total of 1,161 acres. Arthur Percy Haynes invested in Bruceville Central Sugar Factory in St. Andrew to service his estates and those in the surrounding districts. Other members of the Haynes family owned estates in Bush Hall and Bank Hall, St. Michael, and Guinea in St. John. In fact, Charles Haynes, a prominent merchant and member of this significant plantation-owning family, supported the social movement for change in 1930s Barbados, a position not supported by most white Barbadians of his class. Charles Haynes is credited with financially supporting Clement Innes and his Herald newspaper in its formative years as it became the voice of the progressive movement. It was at the Herald that Clement Wickham would launch his journalistic attacks on the Barbadian oligarchy. Charles Haynes was also the friend of Barbadian social reformer Sir Grantley Adams. Joseph Allen Haynes was the last member of this powerful land-owning family to sit in the Parliament of Barbados, and at his death, Errol Barrow was a pallbearer at his funeral. It is said that Joseph Allen Haynes remarked that class, creed, and color were immaterial to him, signaling that this family had indeed come of age in modern Barbados. Carlton Haynes did not seem to play an important role in the plantation activities of his family, having migrated to England where he married and died in November 1945. However, the Haynes family has left a significant mark on the social history of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.